You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Joe from Lake Taps is. Joe, are you there?
I'm here.
Joe is here and he's ready to rock, Steve. So you got to get out of here.
Goodbye.
If you are playing along at home, Joe has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What animal can be a ram, a ewe, or a lamb?
A goat.
No.
Pass.
How many Jonas Brothers are there in total?
3.
No.
4.
Yes. What is the deepest lake in Washington State?
Lake Taps.
No.
Lake Washington.
No.
Pass.
What does the fairy godmother transform into a carriage for Cinderella?
Pumpkin.
Yes. Which founding father also founded the University of Pennsylvania?
Pass.
Name one of the 2 NFL teams that always play on Thanksgiving.
Dallas.
Yes. Pertussis is better known as what respiratory infection?
Bronchitis.
No. You got 3 correct, Joe. Same as the letters in your name.
Hey.
I like that. Make a little connection.
Terrible.
Here comes Steve.
Here I am.
Steve, welcome back.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Showtime.
What animal can be a ram, a ewe, or a lamb?
Goat?
No.
Pass.
How many Jonas Brothers are there in total?
3.
No.
4?
Yes. What is the deepest lake in Washington State?
Would that be Lake Washington?
It would not be.
Oh. Lake Chelan.
Yes. What does the fairy godmother transform into a carriage for Cinderella?
A pumpkin.
Yes. Which founding father also founded the University of Pennsylvania?
That would be George Washington.
No.
Hamilton.
No.
Thomas Edison.
No. Name one of the 2 NFL teams that always play on Thanksgiving Day.
One of them, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes. Pertussis is better known as what respiratory infection?
Pertussis? The cough.
Can you be more specific?
Nagging cough.
No.
Whooping cough.
Yes. Little Nero's delivered pizza for what 1990s holiday movie?
Home Alone.
Yes. Apples are related to what flower?
Daisies.
No.
Roses.
Yes. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that is a win.
Let's go.
7-3. Sorry, Joe.
Good job, Steve.
Thank you, my friend. That was a... That was one of those performances where I felt like I was struggling. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to win it. And somehow I got more right than I even realized.
Well, neither of you knew the animal that can be a ram, a ewe, or a lamb.
I couldn't even...
A sheep.
Oh.
Yeah.
That one bothered me the entire game.
It bothered me, too. The founding father that also founded the University of Pennsylvania was Benjamin Franklin. Mm. And, yeah, that's there's one that you didn't get to, but I'm going to save it for tomorrow.
Okay. Fine.
Congratulations on your victory, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
The men's room have been part of KISW history for 20 years. And to celebrate, we're going to be kicking it at Black Raven Brewery in Woodinville from 1 until 6 on Saturday, September 6th. There's going to be live music, plus your ticket gets you a commemorative glass, a koozie, and your first beer on the house. Get those tickets before they're gone because space is limited at KISW.com. Steve Miggs, occasionally, you know, you might be wandering through a grocery store or you see something online that piques your curiosity, a food item potentially, or a beverage. And then we bring it in here and we find out what's in the bag.
What's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
So you brought a bag in today.
I did. And it was because Brad and I, when we were recently... I think we were streaming The Bear. I kept seeing this commercial, and it's not the commercial that I'm sharing with you today, but I kept seeing a commercial for this one adult beverage.
Cayman Jack, a margarita so legendary. It comes with a storybook ending. Discover legendary taste. America's number one margarita.
So let me explain what the commercial was that we saw that okay. I cannot find on the internet anywhere. It's this like nerdy dude who opens a Cayman Jack margarita and all of a sudden he's like transported to a beach and there's like these like beautiful Latin dancers on some beach. And I'm like, this is the worst commercial I've ever seen in my life. I want to go buy this immediately and find out if the margarita is as bad as the advertising.
Also, for those of you who can't see us, Taryn is shimmering as she's yes. talking and like shaking around.
I know. I realized I was doing a little booby shake. I'm so sorry.
You
guys.
Need to watch this. It was very later.
You need to start wearing a bra here at work. I mean, it's just. So this... Okay, here's another one. Let's see if this is the one. Hold on.
What is this music?
It makes me want to drink a margarita. All right, that one's definitely not it.
It's like.
So you went. Oh, all right. Enough already.
So I went and found Cayman Jack margarita.
These bottles are cool.
So I'm only seeing cans in the ads. Yeah. And then I found tiny little bottles that are kind of cute. And shout out to Mike Hawk from the men's room for letting me borrow his house key that has a bottle opener on it. So, oh my God.
Do you know how to use a can opener or bottle opener?
There we go. Okay.
All right, she got it. It only took her 3 attempts.
The funny thing is they're probably twist offs.
No, they're not. It's okay. Oh my God, they are freaking.
No, they're not.
I told you.
There's nothing worse when you try and twist off a bottle that you think is a twist off, and then next thing you know, your hand's bleeding.
It doesn't look like one that would be a twist off. It looks like it would hurt.
That one twisted off a lot faster than you were able to pop it off.
That was so embarrassing. Okay. Well, let's see.
How many have you had before you've brought these into us? Zero.
Oh my God.
All right. So,
all right, cheers, guys.
The bottles are great looking right there.
Yeah.
So, and these are again called Cayman Jack.
Yep.
And it is a margarita. Is it a malt liquor?
I don't know.
It's got to be, right?
No, it says. Agave nectar.
Wait, does it have tequila in it?
I mean, it's got to. It says ready to drink, premium, handcrafted, or whatever that says.
I'm looking at their Instagram. It says premium flavored malt beverage.
Oh, it's a malt beverage.
You don't know this is a twist
it says
off.
Margarita.
You think there's tequila in this thing?
Okay, well, that's why I was curious.
It's
what
fine.
Is this Cayman Jack all about?
Also, before we drink, I'd like to point out that of all the things that Taryn Daly has ever brought in for what's in the bag, the last two times, what have they been?
Alcohol.
Yeah, yes. It makes sense.
On brand.
Okay, right. Ready, guys?
Yeah.
That was...
That's pretty good.
This is amazing.
I like it, actually, yeah.
It's better than the ads.
This is better than a margarita with tequila.
I'm seeing all these beautiful ladies dance around me naked right now.
Literally. It is the cheesiest...
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Wow, Steve. Those nipples are nice.
You like them? Are you feeling like you'd like to sit on a beach with me?
Yes. I mean, it does make me feel like I want to go on a vacation.
This is really freaking good. I highly recommend this to anybody who's a fan. I'm not even like a fan of like usually like the malt liquor based attempts at like, you know, like a Moscow Mule, but they're not really using vodka, they're using malt liquor. Yeah. Or even like sometimes like the Fireball where they use malt liquor. I'm like, it's okay, nothing bad. This is one of the best margaritas I've ever drank.
Cayman Jack hits.
Can I have another one?
Yes. God, you really put that down already?
I mean, no.
Danny's
dude,
thirsty.
It's not even 9:15 this morning. I think Danny has a problem. Danny, it's also our very first Danny V intervention.
I'm going to take a nap, guys.
Yeah. I was looking at something online. I don't know if you guys want to go through these if we have enough time.
Yes.
But I found a bunch of odd and strange flavored malt beverages.
Ooh.
And let's play Would You Drink It?
Yeah. Mm.
Wait, should we get the right music for it?
Yeah. The answer is yes to all of these.
Well, clearly, I mean, the fact that you're on your second bottle of the Cayman Jack margaritas. All right, are we ready?
Yep.
Would you drink it? A ranch dressing soda.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Okay,
no.
Never mind. I'll try a bit of it.
Okay, what about a chocolate cake beer?
No.
How about peanut butter and jelly beer?
I've tried that before.
I'm trying to. You ever have like a burp that just wants to get out of you, but it can't?
Yeah, there was a beer company that did like a collaboration. It was peanut butter jelly. I've also tried like chocolate chip cookie dough beer before.
What? Huh.
Way better than you would think it would be.
Here's the one I think we would all try. Birthday cake Four Loko.
Yes.
Yeah, just say Four Loko and it's down my belly. Yeah, <let's go.
laughs> Cheers.
Cheers. The Daily Mix Show. Do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the hook? If so, you're going to win tickets to Joel McHale at the Washington State Fair on September 20th. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for floor tickets to see Joel McHale at the Washington State Fair on September 20th. Say good morning to our contestant. It is David from Edgewood. What's shaking, David?
Hey, just chilling.
Awesome.
Good morning. Good morning.
We're going to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with me or Migs.
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who's it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog or will it be me? Let's find out. Tim, it's you and me. Or David, it's okay. You and me.
All right, David, here is your clip.
Nice. I can help you if you need help.
I know what that is. That's Buddy Holly by, isn't that Weezer?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Still one of my favorite music videos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Forgive me.
Nice work, David. You've done your part. Very impressed. Steve Miggs, do not let him down. Okay, are you thanks. Ready?
No pressure.
Are you ready for your clip?
Let's
rock.
I'm a loser, baby.
It's back, hey, loser.
What is going on here? So.
Man, Danny, dipping into that 90s alt-rock nostalgia.
But you guys are anything but losers this morning. David is going to go see Joel McHale at the Washington State Fair on September 20th.
Awesome.
Right on, man. Have a great one.
We gotta plan a fair day for sure.
Oh, dude, yeah. 125th anniversary of the Washington State Fair, and they're calling it the Puyallup Fair as a... Talk about nostalgia. To bring it back to the old ways.
From my childhood.
Can we just not go on that ride that we went on last year again?
Oh. I am 1,000% fine with that.
I have never seen either of you look so green in the face as when we rode that ride.
Yeah, I just want to stick with, like, you know, like the fun rides, like the carousel and like the bumper cars, maybe.
Maybe
the
Ferris wheel.
Maybe a roller coaster, like the dragon one that's for the kids.
The Daily Mix Show. If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to talk with us about, now would be the time to pick up your phone and call 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Rob Zombie. Throughout the morning, we have received some great calls and texts from our listeners that we have not yet had a chance to get to. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it is brought to you by SeaTown Electric Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Go ahead and call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Now, recently, we checked in with a Rockaholic named Johnny, who was going to be heading to Sturgis. Johnny is now back from Sturgis, and we're going to get a full report on the trip in just a moment. But first,
I wonder if he saw boobies.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
Spoiler alert, yes. First, let's check in with Old Man Kenny from Gig Harbor. Old Man Kenny, what is on your mind this morning, my friend?
It's something that you guys had us listeners call in 6 or 7 months ago about that bucket list thing you really, really wanted to do.
Yes.
And mine was go to the College World Series. In fact, Migs, we still have a date for that. You were all in. Anyways, today it starts, right? And we have a team from Bonnie Lake, Washington, that not only won the Washington State, but beat four other states to represent the Northwest region in the World Series, right?
And we're talking Little League World Series, right?
Little League World Series. A team from Bonnie Lake will represent the Northwest in the Little League World Series, which starts today. And what they'll do is always they bring in two major league teams to Williamsport. They spend the morning with the kids.
Okay.
And then they jump in the bus. Kids jump in the bus, go to a bigger ballpark, watch the game. This year, Sunday at 4:10, it's our Seattle Mariners playing the Mets. So our little guys from Bonnie Lake not only get to be in the College World Series, get to go back to school as studs and all-stars and, you know, rock stars, they get to meet and sit with the Mariners at the College Little League World Series. And I just thought
that's amazing.
Everybody should know.
Well, yeah. Hopefully some of that big dumper magic rubs off on them.
Oh, it'll be awesome. And our first game is Friday at noon, and all games are on ESPN. And if you want me to do a sports report daily, I'm a
Old Man Kenny, do you know, is it like single elimination, double elimination? I don't know how these tournaments work.
It's kind of a round robin. You lose two, you're done.
Got it. All right. Well, you'll have to keep us posted, Old Man Kenny.
And if Bonnie Lake's playing that means we have to go to the Bonnie Lake Tavern to watch the games.
That's
BLT.
The spot?
That's one of the spots in Bonnie Lake.
The BLT.
The BLT.
We'll see you there.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. And Johnny from Tacoma, you are freshly home from Sturgis. And we've been waiting on pins and needles to hear all about this trip.
I made it. It was awesome.
All right. First question. Did you see any boobies?
You know, I knew you were going to ask that. So honestly, the ones that I saw were not really ones you wanted to see.
But you saw them.
the ones that you wanted to see, those guys were walking around town with gorillas. They make you look like a midget.
Oh my gosh.
So what was the highlight?
A town of 7,000, there was 400,000 there.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. My highlight was the ride. We rode up to Mount Rushmore. Then we rode through the Needles Highway. You ride through caverns through the mountains, literally carved out of natural caverns. It was beautiful.
Johnny, did you catch any of the music at Sturgis?
You know what? Funny you should say that, because they have these bands from all over the place. These guys are from Florida, and they got up there really good, like a Southern Fried rock and roll band. And they're like, any requests? And I yelled out, Freebird. It cost the audience $200, but these guys played Freebird. Then I met the guy at the bar. He goes, you're the guy that yelled that out.
All right, so we saw some boobs, maybe not some of the best ones. You requested Freebird. That happened. What would you say, though, was one of the most insane things that you witnessed while there, like a crazy moment? Because I hear Sturgis gets nuts.
Sturgis is nuts. People, if you're riding down the highways everywhere, you see crosses everywhere, and people are riding like maniacs down there. That was one of the stupid, craziest things I saw. I mean, you really got to watch out for everything. But, you know, we just had a blast. I put my motorcycle in a motorcycle show, thinking I'm going to do great until these $100,000 bikes show up in this convention center. I'm like, I'm done. I'm good.
You're like, I'm going to go check out what's for lunch.
Did you see Johnny's bike? It's so cute.
Yeah,
exactly. I can pedal really fast, though.
Dude, thank you for the update, Johnny, on that, man. It sounds like it was a blast.
I know Brad wants to go sometime in the future. I would be so down.
Yeah.
I feel like the people watching, the music that comes to town.
Next year, let's go broadcast from Sturgis.
You guys, can we?
Danny's already like, no, we won't make it back alive.
We have so many places to go before that, like the Gathering of the Juggalos.
That's true.
Yeah, the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta. We'll Sturgis will put on the list.
Put it on the list.
We also have to go to Disney World. I mean, you know, these things are way more gnarly and crazy than Sturgis.
We're a busy bunch.
Yes.
If you are a young adult and you prefer listening to background music when you're performing specific tasks and things of that nature, they say you may be more likely to have ADHD.
So does that also apply to old adults?
I was wondering about that, honestly.
Why just young adults?
Also, what is the age range of a young adult?
I believe...
What's the cutoff?
55 and under.
55 and under,
That's what I've heard. I read that on Young Persons Daily.
Well, this study...
It's a great read, man.
This study pulled a bunch of young adults. All participants say that they do listen to background music frequently, but those who did so more when studying and exercising are even more likely to have ADHD.
See, I'm not trying to self-diagnose myself with ADHD, but based on this study, I feel like I'm very guilty of that. I cannot do anything in silence anymore. It's gone bad.
Cooking,
I would, if I'm by myself, I'll put like a podcast on, or I'll pull up YouTube and find something that a video of some sort to listen to.
Yard work?
Headphones in.
Working out?
Headphones in.
Driving?
Well, something is on, of course. Headphones in. No, not headphones, but dude, it's so bad now, even when I take a shower.
Oh, what's your shower playlist all about?
It's like a wrestling interview. I'm right now watching a Cody Rhodes interview when I take a shower. Because, you know, if I'm shirtless, I should watch something about some guy who's shirtless.
Yeah, that's the kind of content you want when you're all suds and up.
How about you? Like, are you doing things in silence? Because I realize, like, I don't know what it is, but the more I get hooked onto having, like, background noise at all times, the harder it is for me to just exist in silence.
It's so funny. I can't tell you how many times I've driven home from work in complete silence. Because I'm collecting my thoughts. It's almost meditative for me a little bit to have quiet. So I don't listen to music all the time. But when I'm home, you know, I like to let my playlist do their thing. Yeah. When I'm cooking, especially if I'm alone in the kitchen, I like to listen to my jams.
Before Tatum, because now it's like a hurricane at all times in our house. But I would come home sometimes and my wife's just sitting there and I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, nothing. I'm like, you're just there in silence? That just seems so crazy to me.
I think you have ADHD, Steve.
I don't listen to anything. I was actually thinking about it at our entire radio conference. I didn't turn on the TV or my speaker one time while I was there.
I had the TV going even when I left the room.
Yeah, no.
So I could come back to the room and something was playing at all times.
And you had like live music videos on the whole time.
I put on
music.
YouTube and I would just have concerts that were going on. So I'd get home and I'm like, oh, what's going on right now? Oh, sweet. Creed's performing live. Awesome.
Wow. I can't believe you didn't have nightmares.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is with us, and I can see the excitement in your eyes because we're going to Creed tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Ryan's jumping into the party bus with us. It's going to be amazing.
You guys all got regular tickets, and I got tickets from Scott Staff. So,
of course you did.
I hope you like looking at the back of my head.
Wave to us from the side of the stage.
Wait a second. So you're going to ride in the party bus with us. We're going to get through the gates, and then you're going to be like, deuces to us?
I am no doubt using you for your form of transportation.
Wow. Yeah.
Although I do look forward to hanging out with you guys on the way there and on the way
on the
back.
Bus.
I respect that, actually. Hey, if you missed the Mariners game yesterday, let me sum it up with this piece of audio right here.
He's first pitch swinging, and that's up the middle base hit. Randy's going to score easily from second base as he trots across home plate.
My life.
Just like that, the Mariners have taken a 1-0 lead here in the first.
And that was it. They scored one run into the first, and there was nothing else that happened in the game. George Kirby pitched a gem, and they ended up winning the game 1-0. 8-game winning streak now tied for first place in the AL West.
Should we say it?
This is our year.
Yep. An official from Long Island by the name of Ed Romaine got a little bit too excited talking about America's 250th birthday celebrations in the works for next year.
He got an erection.
And ended up saying something a little bit sexual to the crowd. Oh. It sounded like this.
It's going to be a gangbang.
I was kidding. I didn't realize how close I was.
A gangbang.
What?
Like you have never seen. We're going to send off the rockets. We're going to enjoy our independence.
Like I've never seen. He has no idea what I've seen.
I mean, they do set off a lot of rockets those situations.
I've never felt more independent when I've been involved with the
gangbang.
Apparently, he did say he had no idea what the term meant, which is so embarrassing.
But it doesn't even make sense in the context that he used it. Oh, I guess you're the bang of fireworks.
I want to know where he heard that term.
From his wife, probably.
Whoa.
Hey, yo.
Gangbang.
She was out at a fireworks show. She goes every weekend.
She said she came home and had the best one ever. Oh, hey, exciting news this weekend. Northbound I-5 over Ship Canal Bridge will fully close starting late at night on August 15th to early in the morning on the 18th for some drainage work, which apparently it's something that you have to get done after a...
Gangbang.
Yeah. So, yeah, have fun with that. Yet more traffic issues, more closures on I-5. It's going to be a great weekend.
Looking forward to that for sure.
Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 78 degrees. It's going to be a nice sunny day. A perfect day for
a gangbang.
I'm in.
DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.